What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday, and it is the summer edition of Physical Friday. This week, we're going to talk about a quote, and the quote is from Bruce Lee. Absorb what is useful, discard what is not, add what is uniquely your own. Now, this is more than just a quote. This is a way of life, really. This is something that I've used in fishing. This is something that I've used in business. This is something I use in my personal life and everything, really. If you're a curious person, you are looking for the next advantage. You're looking for the next place you can grow. You're looking for the way that you can get better at something. And fishing, it's very easy to do this and to use this. You can, you're talking to other fishermen, you're talking to guides, you're watching TV shows, you're reading articles. Some of it is not going to be of use to you. Some of it, you might get one little thing out of a book or a or an article or a TV show or this podcast. That you might get one thing that you can use. Keep that. Absorb it. Use it. Get better from that. There may be lots of other things that don't apply to your situation, that don't resonate with you for whatever reason. They're not useful to you. Discard those. Add in what's uniquely your own experiences, what you're learning, how you're catching fish, how you're doing whatever, how you're getting better at something. That is where mastery comes. And if you continue to do that over and over, you're going to get better. You're going to create your own style. And you're also going to get rid of things that don't work. Okay, so on Physical Friday, we're not talking about necessarily how to get better at fishing. We're talking about how to live a healthier life so that you can actually go fishing and go and hunting and go hiking and do more of the things that you love more often. All right. So what I thought we might do this summer is every now and then we have challenges. Maybe they'll happen on concurrent weeks. Maybe not. Maybe we just kind of try a couple of challenges. These challenges are all going to be the same. They're all going to be 5 days long. So between now and the next Physical Friday, you actually have 7 days. From this Friday until next Friday, that's 7 days. So what you need to do, or what the challenge is to do something 5 days in a row. So you can decide you want to take 2 days off and then start it on Monday. That's fine. Doesn't matter to me. You want to try 5 days and then see how you like it? That's fine too. But we're going to do it with the idea that Bruce Lee talks about so eloquently, is absorb what's useful. So if these things work for you, keep them. If they don't, discard them. I don't care if you do them, only if they help, right? These are some things that have helped me. These are some things that I use. Some of them I don't. But let's travel down a couple of these roads and see if these things help you, if they help you to be a better businessman, if they help you to be better at fishing, if they help you to be better in your home life, whatever. If you are making progress, keep them. If you're not, throw them away. Don't use them again. Whatever. I don't care. And then, you know, add in what's uniquely your own. So on the first week, this first week, we're going to talk about something that's pretty easy to do, but it's really a lot easier not to do it. And that is, in some way, shape, or form, get 15 minutes of meditation in per day. So don't worry, when I say meditation, you don't have to sit cross-legged and do weird things. If that's how you meditate, awesome, do it. However you do it. There are countless apps, resources that you can go to learn a style of meditation that may work for you. We've talked about it many times here before. So you can either do 15 minutes of meditation, or you can do something that I do, and that is 3 rounds of the Wim Hof breathing. So that is my form of meditation. That's what I do every single day. It clears my head. It puts me in a place where I am thinking clearly. It reduces stress. Lots of amazing things happen for me. May not work for you. Doesn't matter. Let's try this. 5 days of meditation in a row, either 15 minutes of meditation or 3 rounds of Wim Hof breathing. If you remember, the Wim Hof breathing is 40 deep inhales. Okay, you do that 40 times. And on the last one, you breathe all the way in and you let it all the way out And with an empty lung, you hold your breath as long as you possibly can till you feel like you need to breathe. Then a big inhale in, hold that for about 30 seconds, and then out. That's one round. You would do that three times. Probably not going to take 15 minutes. Just takes a couple of minutes. But you probably need to find a place where your friends, your wife, your girlfriend, somebody, in private area, because it's pretty weird looking if nobody's seen it before. So don't be that guy just out there doing the Wim Hof breathing. Find a quiet place. Do it in private and see what you feel like. I encourage you to take a journal on all of these challenges. Some of these are going to be physical. Some of these are going to be nutritional. Some of these are going to challenge us much more than others. This one, pretty easy. Find your form of meditation, 5 days, 15 minutes, or 3 rounds of Wim Hof breathing. You want to do this 5 days in a row. Keep a journal. Your journal doesn't have to be some epic novel. Just write down a couple of things. Felt great. Made me dizzy. I don't like it. I don't know. Whatever you feel like. This is how you do what Bruce Lee's saying. You absorb what works. You discard what doesn't. Then you add in what's uniquely your own. Okay? So this is the first challenge of the summer. It's the meditation challenge. Can you do it 5 days in a row? And if you do, is it going to make a difference? Are you going to be able to tell a difference? We'll see. The only way you're going to find out is to give it a try and do it to the best of your ability. So either 15 minutes of meditation, 3 rounds of Wim Hof breathing. There'll be instructions, videos in the description on TomRolandPodcast.com. You can go to that and you can look at this particular podcast and you can get links to the Wim Hof breathing. You can get links to, Headspace is one that I've used before. There's tons of other ones. I'll let you find your own meditation app. The Wim Hof breathing is what I use. Maybe you want to give that a try, maybe not, whatever. 15 minutes of meditation or 3 rounds of Wim Hof breathing, 5 days in a row. That's the challenge. All right, I'll see you next week. That's 7 days from now, so you got 2 days you can play with however you want. But for 5 days, give that a try if you want to. If you want to delve into this challenge and see what this meditation stuff is all about, and if it works for you, awesome. All right, we'll leave you with Bruce Lee. Absorb what's useful, discard what's not, add in what is uniquely your own. All right, we'll see you in a week.